We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. This is our Mental Health Monday segment. Joining us is Angie Blumenthal, Crisis Counseling Program Manager for Hopewell Center in downtown St. Louis, and they work with Show Me Hope Missouri, a crisis counseling program that was enacted to help during the pandemic. And Angie, you did a lot of great work in the community for all ages, but I want to start first with the things that you did for teachers and young students. You made some affirmation boards for teachers. How did this start? What schools did you focus on, and how widespread was this?
We sent out a lot of material to a lot of the school districts in St. Louis County and St. Louis City, but one school district or one school that we worked with very heavily with was Mason Elementary School in the St. Louis City. And the reason why we worked with that school is because my kids at the time, and we still actually work with them, attend that school. So we, when COVID first started, we just started linking up with those teachers and that staff just because it was our way of, you know, showing them obviously that we appreciated them, and they had, you know, opened their doors to us just because they knew me, just because I was one of the parents of the kids that went there. So,
yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. And so has it grown? Has it spread?
Yes. We have been still working with that particular school, but we do offer to go into other schools and do the same thing as well to, you know, present affirmation boards. One of the things that we wanted to do was to let the staff and the teachers know that they were appreciated, and we knew that their jobs were super hard, and just doing online learning itself was obviously a task. And being a parent and having online school was extremely hard. So I knew that the teachers were dealing with it even worse. So we just wanted to make sure that they knew we were there, and that if they had anything to talk to us about, or they needed to vent, or they needed to just, you know, support or resources, that we were there.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten from the teachers?
In the very beginning, when we first started this, one of the principals of the, you know, of that particular school told me that they would have never gotten through COVID if it wasn't for our team that went in there. There were some times where, you know, obviously when it first started, you know, they went strictly online, and then some kids were able to come back in the building, and then some kids weren't. And, you know, it was kind of a half and half kind of with the classroom. So the teachers were having to focus on the screens, you know, teaching those kiddos that were at home, and then teaching the kids that were in the class. And then, you know, it was just a lot for them. And so they were having a lot of mixed feelings. Some of the teachers even left, you know, when they started to open it up a little bit more. So the principals were struggling, the staff were struggling just to keep it, you know, together. So having those boards and having our team come in and check in with them meant a lot to them. And she specifically told me that, you know, there was some times where they didn't know what they were going to do, but they knew that they had some resources with us. So it was really good.
Yeah, that is. Angie, were teachers afraid too when classes opened back up about?
Some of them were. I actually had one teacher of my, one of my daughters actually, you know, they were online the very beginning of the school year. And this was, you know, obviously when COVID first started hitting, but they were online. And then when the school district or the area decided to go back into half in person, there was quite a few teachers that left, and she was one of them. She gave us, you know, she emailed all the parents, and she was talking to the kids, you know, online and letting them know that she's going to miss them, but due to health reasons, you know, she was taking care of some other family members that she couldn't take the risk of them getting COVID. So she had to leave her teaching job. So that was kind of hard for them to deal with. So,
yeah, tough for everyone involved, man.
Yes.
I mean, when you hear these stories, yeah. Angie Blumenthal is a crisis counseling program manager for Hopewell Center in downtown St. Louis. And then you were also talking to kindergarten and first grade students in classes about taking care of themselves. So how do you approach that with little kiddos?
Yeah, we had created here in the St. Louis region some coloring books we had an adult version coloring book, and then we had a kid coloring book. And some of my crisis counselors went into that particular school, to Mason Elementary, and did a presentation for some kindergartners and some first graders. And the kiddos loved it. You know, they were doing, basically it was just kind of letting them know that their feelings were valid and let them know that they might be struggling and this is kind of what it looks like. And if they needed somebody to talk to. And one of my crisis counselors told me when she got back that one of the kindergartners grabbed her on the way out the door and said, "Hey, if I need you, if I need to talk to somebody, or if I'm crying, can I call you?" And it was really heartfelt, you know, that a kindergartner, obviously at that time, was able to express himself to let her know that. And so that was kind of like a reminder to know that the kids are, you know, the kids are suffering just as much as the adults are. So,
yeah, boy, Show Me Hope Missouri has done so much. And Angie, and your work too at Hopewell Center, you did stuff for first responders and as well as people for senior citizens too.
Yes. Yeah. So we our population that we work with, our specialty population for the CCP program is senior population. And what we did in the very beginning was we got some packets together. We put some resources together, activities, self-help, self-check-in kind of packets. And we put them in envelopes and we made them for the staff at nursing homes. And we also made them for residents at the nursing homes, especially when they were, you know, the nursing homes were closed and they couldn't see their family. And then the staff, you know, that we weren't able to go in and check in on the staff. So we actually made probably 300 or 400 packets, I think is what we did. And we put some like tea bags in there, some, you know, little mints or whatever, just to let them know something, you know, soothing and kind of, you know, they can drink a cup of tea and go through the packet, you know, of resources for them, just to let them know that we were thinking about them. And gave them our contact information. And we also did it for some area first responders in our area. We made some packets together and specifically gave those specific resources for firemen, police officers, and EMT, and dropped them off, you know, at different police stations and firehouses. And they were very much appreciative for that. And just to let them know, a lot of times we knew that the staff wouldn't actually reach out to us the day that we went in, you know, that maybe due to time or, you know, didn't want to talk in front of anyone else. So we made sure that we left our information for them in case they needed to talk to us later. So,
yeah. Angie, for those listeners who are tuning in on KMOX in St. Louis, tell us more about Hopewell Center and what you guys do and how people can get in touch with you.
So basically with the Hopewell Center, we are a mental health agency in downtown St. Louis. We provide enormous amount of resources for kiddos, adults, any ages. And we're located at 909 North 14th Street, St. Louis, Missouri, downtown St. Louis. We provide mental health services, case management. We have some residential, you know, services as well. We have trauma-informed veterans program. So our phone number is 314-531-1770, and that's our main line. And with this program, with the Show Me Hope program, it's kind of intertwined with Hopewell. The Show Me Hope program is a, you know, the disaster distress helpline throughout the whole state of Missouri. And that number is 1-800-985-5990. So anybody can call either one of those numbers to get some help, and we can provide that for you. Just let us know what you need.
Angie Blumenthal, Crisis Counseling Program Manager for Hopewell Center in St. Louis. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate you joining us here on our Mental Health Monday segment here on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.